Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, "Hard is it, goddess, for a man, however wise he be, to know when you are near. You take all forms. I very well remember how kind to me you were when all we young Achaeans were in the war at Troy. But since we overthrew the lofty town of Priam, since we went away in ships and God dispersed the Achaeans, I never once have seen you, daughter of Zeus, nor known you to draw near my ship, protecting me from harm. Yet bearing ever in my breast a stricken heart, I wandered till the gods delivered me from ill, when in the rich land of the Phaeacians you cheered me by your words and led me to the city. Now I entreat you by your father's name, for I cannot think that I am come to far-seen Ithaca. No, I have strayed to some strange shore, and you, in mockery, I think, have told this tale to cheat me. But tell me, have I really reached my own dear land?" Then answered him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, "Such thoughts as these are ever in your breast. Therefore I cannot leave you even in misfortune, because you are discreet, wary, and steadfast. For any other man, on coming back from wanderings, would eagerly have hastened home to see his wife and children. But you have no desire to know or hear of them till you have proved your wife, who, as of old, sits in your hall, and wearily the nights and days are wasted with her tears. But I, for my part, never doubted. I knew within my heart that you would come, though with the loss of all your men. But I did not wish to quarrel with Poseidon, my father's brother, who bore a grudge against you in his heart, angry because you blinded his dear son. Come then, and let me point you out the parts of Ithaca, that so you may believe. Here is the port of Phorcys, the old man of the sea. Here at the harbor's head the leafy olive, and near at hand the pleasant darksome cave sacred to nymphs called Naiads. Here is the arching cavern, too, where oftentimes you made due sacrifices to the nymphs. And this is the wood-clad hill of Neriton." The goddess, speaking thus, scattered the cloud, and plain the land appeared. Then glad was long-tried royal Odysseus, and he exulted in his land and kissed the bounteous earth, and straightway prayed the nymphs with outstretched hands. "O Naiad nymphs, daughters of Zeus, I said I should not see you any more. Yet now with loving prayers I give you greeting. Gifts will we also give, even as old, if the daughter of Zeus, our captain, graciously grants me life and prospers my dear son." Then said to him the goddess, clear-eyed Athena, "Be of good courage. Let not these things vex your mind. But in a corner of the monstrous cave let us lay by the goods instantly now, here to remain in safety. Then let us plan how all may turn out well."